Chapter 1, Basics. There are 73 questions in this chapter. What is the time constant of a circuit having a 100 microfarad capacitor in series with a 470 kiloohm resistor? 47 seconds. Number 2. What is it meant by back EMF? A voltage that opposes the applied EMF. Number 3. What is the meaning of the term time constant in an RL circuit? The time required for the current in the circuit to build up to 63.2% of the maximum value. Number 4. After two time constants, the capacitor in an RC circuit is discharged to what percentage of the starting voltage? 13.5%. Number 5. What is the term for the time required for the current in an RL circuit to build up to 63.2% of the maximum value? One time constant. Number 6. What is the time constant of a circuit having a 470 microfarad capacitor in series with a 470 kiloohm resistor? 221 seconds. Number 7. What is the time constant of a circuit having a 220 microfarad capacitor in series with a 470 kiloohm resistor? 103 seconds. Number 8. After two time constants, the capacitor in an RC circuit is charged to what percentage of the supply voltage? 86.5%. Number 9. What is the Q of a parallel RLC circuit if it's resonant at 3.625 MHz, L is 3 microhenries, and R is 2.2 kiloohms? 32.2. Number 10. What is the resonant frequency of a series RLC circuit if R is 47 ohms, L is 4 microhenries, and C is 20 picofarads? 17.8 megahertz. Number 11. What is a resonant frequency of a parallel RLC circuit if R is 4.7 kiloohms, L is 3 microhenries, and C is 40 picofarads? 14.5 megahertz. Number 12. What is the Q of a parallel RLC circuit if it is resonant at 7.125 megahertz, L is 8.2 microhenries, and R is 1 kiloohm? 2.73. Number 13. What is the value of inductance, or L, in a parallel RLC circuit if the resonant frequency is 14.25 megahertz and C is picofarads? 2.8 microhenries. Number 14. What is the resonant frequency of a parallel RLC circuit if R is 4.7 kiloohms, L is 5 microhenries, and C is 9 picofarads? 23.7 megahertz. Number 15. What is a resonant frequency of a series RLC circuit if R is 47 ohms, L is 3 microhenries, and C is 40 picofarads? 14.5 megahertz. Number 16. What is a resonant frequency of a parallel RLC circuit if R is 4.7 kiloohms, L is 90 microhenries, and C is 100 picofarads? 14.5 1.68 megahertz. Number 17. What is the Q of a parallel RLC circuit if it is resonant at 4.468 megahertz, L is 47 microhenries, and R is 180 ohms? 0.136. Number 18. Why is a resistor often included in a parallel resonance circuit? To decrease the Q and increase the bandwidth. Number 19. What is the Q of a parallel RLC circuit if it is resonant at 14.128 megahertz, L is 2.7 microhenries, and R is 18 kiloohms? 75.1. Number 20. What is the Q of a parallel RLC circuit if it is resonant at 7.125 megahertz, L is 12.6 microhenries, and R is 22 kiloohms? 39. Number 21. What is the Q of a parallel RLC circuit if it is resonant at 14.225 megahertz, L is 3.5 microhenries, and R is 10 kiloohms? 31.9. Number 22. What is the Q of a parallel RLC circuit if it is resonant at 3.625 megahertz, L is 43 microhenries, and R is 1.8 kiloohms. 1.84. Number 23. What is the Q of a parallel RLC circuit if it is resonant at 7.125 megahertz, L is 10.1 microhenries, and R is 100 ohms? 0.221. Number 24. What is the Q of a parallel RLC circuit if R is 4.7 kiloohms, L is 2 microhenries, and C is 30 picofarads? 20.5 megahertz. Number 25. What is the resonant frequency of a series RLC circuit if R is 47 ohms, L is 50 microhenries, and C is 40 picofarads? 3.56 megahertz. Number 26. What is the resonant frequency of a parallel RLC circuit if R is 4.7 kiloohms, L is 15 microhenries, and C is 5 picofarads? 18.4 megahertz. Number 27. What is the Q of a parallel RLC circuit if it is resonant at 14.128 megahertz, L is 4.7 microhenries, and R is 18 kiloohms? 43.1. Number 28. What is the resonant frequency of a series RLC circuit if R is 47 ohms, L is 50 microhenries, and C is 10 picofarads? 7.12 megahertz. Number 29. What is the resonant frequency of a parallel RLC circuit if R is 4.7 kiloohms, L is 40 microhenries, and C is 6 picofarads? 10.3 megahertz. Number 30. What is the resonant frequency of a parallel RLC circuit if R is 4.7 kiloohms, L is 2 microhenries, and C is 15 picofarads? 29.1 megahertz. Number 31. What unit measures in the capacity to store electrical energy in an electrostatic field? Farad. Number 32. What is the resonant frequency of a parallel RLC circuit if R is 4.7 kiloohms, L is 10 microhenries, and C is 50 picofarads? 7.12 megahertz. Number 33. In what direction is the magnetic field orientated about a conductor in relation to the direction of the electron flow? In the direction determined by the left-hand rule. Number 34. What is the resonant frequency of a series RLC circuit if R is 47 ohms, L is 40 microhenries, and C is 200 picohenries? 1.78 megahertz. What is the term for energy that is stored in an electromagnetic or electrostatic field? Potential energy. Number 36. What is the resonant frequency of a parallel RLC circuit if R is 4.7 kiloohms, L is 1 microhenry, and C is 10 picofarads? 50.3 megahertz. What is the resonant frequency of a series RLC circuit if R is 47 ohms, L is 1 microhenry, and C is 9 picofarads? 53.1 megahertz. Number 38. What is the resonant frequency of a series RL circuit if R is 47 ohms, L is 8 microhenries, and C is 7 picofarads? 21.3 megahertz. Number 39. What is the resonant frequency of a parallel RL circuit if R is 47 kiloohms, L is 200 microhenries, and C is 10 picofarads? 3.56 megahertz. Number 40. What is the resonant frequency of a series RL circuit if R is 47 ohms, L is 25 microhenries, and C is 10 picofarads? 10.1 megahertz. Number 41. What is the Q of a parallel RLC circuit if it is resonant at 3.625 megahertz, L is 42 microhenries, and R is 220 ohms? 0.23. Number 42. What is a crystal lattice filter? A filter with narrow bandwidth and steep skirts made using quartz crystals. Number 43. For a single sideband phone emission, what would be the bandwidth of a good crystal lattice filter? 2.1 kilohertz. Number 44. What factor determines the bandwidth and response shape of a crystal lattice filter? The relative frequencies of the individual crystals. Number 45. A quartz crystal filter is superior to an LC filter for narrow bandpass applications because of the crystal's high Q. Number 46. What are the three general groupings of filters? High pass, low pass, and bandpass. Number 47. Which of the following filter types is not suitable for use at audio and low radio frequencies? Cavity. Number 48. Which filter type is described as having ripple in the pass band and sharp cutoff? A Chebyshev filter. Number 49. What are the distinguishing features of a Butterworth filter? It has a maximally flat response over its passband. Number 50. What is the primary advantage of the Butterworth filter over the Chebyshev filter? It has maximally flat response over its passband. Number 51. Where you require bandwidth at VHF and higher frequencies about equal to a television channel, A good choice of filter is the none of the above. Number 52. On VHF and above, 1/4 wavelength coax cavities are used to give protection from high-level signals. For a frequency of approximately 500 MHz, the diameter of such a device would be about 4 inches or 10 centimeters. What would be its approximate length? 1.5 meters or 5 feet. Number 53. Resonant cavities are used by amateurs as a narrow bandpass filter at VHF and higher frequencies. Number 54. What are the distinguishing features of a Chebyshev filter? It allows ripple in the pass band and returns for steeper skirts. Number 55. A device which helps with receiver overload and spurious responses at VHF, UHF, and above may be installed in the receiver front end. It's called a helical resonator. Number 56. What is the primary advantage of the Chebyshev filter over the Butterworth filter? It allows ripple in the passband in return for steeper skirts. Number 57. What is the equivalent to the RMS value of an AC voltage? The AC voltage causing the same heating of a given resistor as DC voltage of the same value. Number 58. The effective value of a seen wave of voltage or current is 70.7% of the maximum value. Number 59. In applying Ohm's law to AC circuits, current and voltage values are peak value times 0.707. Number 60. Which AC voltage value will produce the same amount of heat as a DC voltage when applied to the same resistance? The RMS value. Number 61. A sine wave of 17 volts peak is equivalent to how many volts RMS? 12 volts. Number 62. What is the peak-to-peak voltage of a sine wave that has an RMS voltage of 120 volts? 339.5 volts. Number 63. What is the RMS value of a 340-volt peak-to-peak pure sine wave? 120 volts. Number 64. If the peak value of 100 Hz sinusoidal wave is 20 volts, the RMS value is 14.14 volts. Number 65. In a power supply, series choke will readily pass the DC but will impede the flow of the AC component. Number 66. What is the value of capacitance, C, in a series RLC circuit if the circuit resonant frequency is 14.25 MHz and L is 2.84 microhenries? 44 picofarads. Number 67. What is the resonant frequency of a series RLC circuit if R is 47 ohms, L is 4 microhenries, and C is 8 picofarads? 28.1 megahertz. Number 68. What is the resonant frequency of a series RLC circuit if R is 47 ohms, L is 3 microhenries, and C is 15 picofarads? 23.7 megahertz. What is the term for the time required for a capacitor in an RC circuit to be charged to 63.2% of the supply voltage. One time constant. Number 70. What is the term for the time it takes for a charged capacitor in an RC circuit to discharge to 36.8% of its original value of stored charge? One time constant. Number 71. A wire has a current passing through it. Surrounding the wire is an electromagnetic field. Number 72. Between the charge plates of a capacitor, there is an electrostatic field. Number 73. Energy is stored within an inductor that is carrying a current. The amount of energy depends on this current, but it is also depends on a property of the inductor. This property has the following unit. Henry.